Save big this summer with great deals. All in the Kroger app.
Get select varieties of Powerade or Body Armor Super Drinks for 79 cents each. Then get a 2-pound package of strawberries for $2.99 each, all with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey A to Z listeners, this is Jack here. And if you would like to become an exclusive subscriber to the show, you can hit the link in the description, and that will take you to our Red Circle page, where for $1.99 a month, you will get access to an extra 2 or 3 episodes each week. And be careful, don't hit that donation button if you want to become an exclusive subscriber, because the donation button is just a one-time donation. However, the exclusive subscriber button will give you access to the extra 2 or 3 episodes each week. So make sure you hit that exclusive subscriber button if you want access to the extra episodes. Now, let's get on with the show. Welcome to the A to Z English podcast. My name is Jack, and I'm here with my co-host, Sochal. And today, we are doing a topic talk. And the topic of today's conversation is why you are never too old to learn a language. And Sochal, I just went online and did a little bit of research, and I found 5 pretty interesting reasons why you're never too old to learn a language. And the first one is about neuroplasticity.
Oh, interesting.
And so, yeah, and it says here, while it's true that children often have an easier time picking up languages due to their brain's high level of neuroplasticity, which means ability to adapt and change, adults can still learn new languages effectively. Research has shown that the adult brain remains capable of forming new neural connections and adapting to new linguistic challenges, albeit at a different pace than children. So it's not like we have zero ability to learn a language and build new neural pathways, but it's not the same as when we're like in the critical age, when, you know, whatever that might be, 5 to 3 years old to, I don't know, 13 years old or whatever. So,
right.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's very interesting. I've heard before on theories that if you learn 2 or more languages as a balanced bilingual from childhood, that you're also more able to pick up new languages. But even if you hadn't, even if you are a monolingual and you never learned more than one language growing up, I think research shows that adults, it's beginning to show at an increasing rate that adults still retain quite a bit of neuroplasticity, right? So yeah. I think, that just gives you every more reason to have faith that you can learn another language. And a lot of the world has leg up on us because they have learned 2 or more languages from a young age. So,
yeah, and this one kind of dovetails nicely. It connects with one later, which is cognitive benefits. You know, like holding off dementia and stuff like that is creating new neural pathways in your brain. You know, so neurons are making new connections is a good thing. Like it's a good practice. It's like exercise for your brain. You know, it's like working out your brain. So. Yeah, definitely a good thing. And I wanted to say one more thing about what you said about bilingual children, because my daughter is a balanced bilingual, just like you are. And I think there's something that children learn early that I didn't learn till I was older. And that is that language is arbitrary. And what arbitrary means is there's no reason for anything to be called anything. Like tree is just a sound that we decided as English speakers to mean tree. But It means nothing to a Spanish speaker, you
It might
know?
even mean something else. Like if a one word might mean something completely different in another language.
Exactly. Those are called false cognates, I believe, you know, when they don't line, they sound the same, but they're totally unrelated. And I think that you learned, you know, when you were young, you're like, oh, table is table, and table is also the Spanish word for table is mesa, if I'm not
Yeah, I
mistaken.
think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
So you've got two words, and you're like, oh, okay, so things can have multiple names depending on
Right.
their cultural significance. And you learned that just probably before you even knew you learned it. You knew that. And my
Right,
daughter.
that was just a fact of life, basically. Like, you don't
Yeah.
really think about it too much.
Yeah, and in my little tiny English-speaking world where I'm a monolingual person, I probably was like, you know, a teenager when I had that epiphany that I'm like, oh, the world is not all table is not just the universal term for, you know,
The
table.
table,
Like
right?
it's always been a table since the beginning of time, you know.
Right.
So you just don't you don't get that epiphany, that realization until till later. Number two, life experience. This one, I'll just read the first sentence. Adults bring a wealth of life experience to the language learning process. So, what do you think about that? Like, just like life experience.
I think life experience can help you in any way because if you already have practice studying other things like in university or high school, then you probably already know how to study. And that helps a lot. Like you gave a tip in an earlier episode about writing things down and how that helps retain information. And for example, things like flashcards, you'll have all those tools at your disposal and you'll be way more organized. So I think that will definitely help. And it's also something to look forward to in the sense that it'll open your life experiences too. Like
Yeah.
you'll have way more experiences and be able to appreciate cultures at a different level if you speak another language fluently.
I see it as like this like beautiful
Save big this summer with great deals, all in the Kroger app. Get select varieties of Powerade or Body Armor Super Drinks for 79 cents each. Then get a 2-pound package of strawberries for $2.99 each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
secret skeleton key to an entirely new world.
Yeah.
Like you put it in, you open that door, and it's like the Wizard of Oz. Like you're walking into another world that you can understand, you know, without the language, you're missing just so much. It's so dull and dreary, and you can't really appreciate it. I'm
It's like an
speaking.
apple. Sorry, good.
No, you go ahead. You go ahead.
I was just gonna say, it's like when you go to the grocery store in the US, there's like a wax cap on the apples. Like there's a thin wax on it, and then you can wash it in hot water and melt it away, and the apple tastes way better. That's like the language. Like you can see the culture and appreciate it to some extent, but that whole flavorful life of a culture that you can appreciate with language is locked away underneath that wax cap.
That's exactly right. There you go. Perfect metaphor. So yeah, life experience, learning a language. Number three, diverse learning resources. So access to information and knowledge that you might not have had available to you in without being able to speak that second language, that new language.
Yeah, I definitely agree. That's another thing. I see it a lot with like migrants, or actually I see it a lot with my family. My mom speaks good English. My aunt's English is kind of mediocre, and she struggles with, it's like a whole world in the US that's locked away from her as far as the resources and being able to navigate certain things on her own because her English lacks. And so, that's not really her fault. It's very hard to work a full-time job and learn a new language when you move to a new country at the same
Sure,
time. I
sure.
really struggled with that in Korea, but again, it does really hinder you from being able to navigate things independently the way that you would in your home country.
Now, you gave us some really good examples a while back in older episodes about remedies. Your mom has these certain remedies from her region of Mexico where she grew up. And there would be no without your mom's, as a gateway to that information, and your mom and your grandparents, that information, that knowledge would be totally locked away from you, you know? And you said like, oh, when you have a stomach ache, your mom would make a certain herbal potion, kind of thing or whatever. Yeah, sorry, potion sounds more magical, but
No,
it's
you're
not.
fine. Like a concoction, a
Tincture,
mixture.
yeah, something like that. Yeah, and I think that wisdom, there's like a lot of wisdom that is locked into language, and without it, there's just no way you have access to any of those things. So, yeah, that's a beautiful aspect of of learning another language. Number four, we touched on already, but the cognitive benefits. In adults, there's reducing the risk of developing dementia or delaying the onset of dementia is a benefit of learning a second language.
Right,
So,
putting that work.
yeah. So, I mean, even if you're just looking, it's almost like to me like a if you're like, oh, I got to hit the gym, I better do like P90X or something like that. It's like, well, I got to hit the mental gym. I'm going to learn Spanish. I'm going to learn
Right,
French.
gonna do some verb conjugation.
Yeah, exactly. Those are your push-ups, verb conjugate. Yeah. Your pull-ups are your, the grammar, your verb tenses or whatever, But yeah, so I think for cognitive benefits, definitely it's worth it. And the last one is cultural enrichment. Learning a new language opens the door to experiencing and understanding different cultures more deeply. And so, would you agree with that? I think you've already touched on that
We
before.
have touched on that, and I would agree. And as you said about, like, for example, the whole herbal medicinal part, if I didn't speak any Spanish, I would be completely locked out of that. Or, for example, my boyfriend speaks Zapotec. He would, like, I wouldn't have been able to talk with my grandparents and learn all their wisdom if I didn't speak Spanish. He wouldn't have been able to talk with his grandparents if he didn't speak Zapotec. And so it's like a whole other world that you would have been completely excluded from in a way. And I do see the effect of, like, Latinos that grew up in the US that don't speak Spanish or don't speak some kind of language that connects them to the culture, because really we're an indigenous culture as well. They have, it's just, there's like a wall there. So that's why I think, yeah, I agree. There's a lot of culture locked into language.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's where the wisdom is locked in the language, I think. You can try to explain to think, you could try to explain some of these things in English, but you're gonna lose a lot in the translation. And so, getting it in from the original source is really important. All right, those are our five. Yeah.
All right, listeners. Well, if you enjoyed that, make sure to leave a comment down below at AtoZEnglishPodcast.com. Shoot us an email at AtoZEnglishPodcast@gmail.com and join our WeChat and WhatsApp groups in order to join the conversation. And we will see you guys next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Save big this summer with great deals, all in the Kroger app.
Get select varieties of Powerade or Body Armor Super Drinks for 79 cents each. Then get a 2-pound package of strawberries for $2.99 each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.